Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hey, it's Molly McAleer, and you are listening to Season 4 of Mother, May I Sleep With Podcast.
Hey, I saw you on YouTube.
Hey, you were amazing. Have you seen my cat?
No. Why?
I left my balcony door open, and I can't find her anywhere.
Oh, no. I'm sure she'll be back. Is there anything I can do to help?
Yeah, can you put this in the elevator?
Yeah.
Oh, here, tape.
Okay. Whoa. I'll make sure the rest of the residents know.
Can you let Helen know?
Yeah, Helen had to leave town abruptly.
Is everything okay?
Our 92-year-old Nana fell and broke her hip.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
I think she'll be all right. Helen's going to stay with her for a while. But, you know, before Helen left, she bought these tickets to see this comedian, Wendy Liebman. And, you know, she can't use them, and I thought, you know, maybe you and I could go.
Wow. I'd love to, thank you, but I can't. Oliver and I are going to go look for Jody.
Oh, you're going out with Oliver?
We're going to go look for my cat, yeah.
Can't believe you're going with Oliver. He's no good.
Not that it's any of your business, but he and I are just friends.
He's no good. You know that.
You know, I can decide what's good for me. Jeez, you're acting like my dad or something, and it's not cool. No. See you later.
Sorry, Janie. Sorry.
Wendy Liebman. She was born on February 27th. Shout out. That is actually only 2 days away. We're recording this on February 25th. Happy birthday, Wendy Liebman. Oh. She was born in Manhasset, New York. She's an actress and writer known for The Aristocrats, 2005 Larry Sanders Show, and Comic Remix. She's been married to Jeff Sherman since April 2003.
She's been around.
Let's see who Jeff Sherman is and see if he might have a lifetime connect. Although she does have a resume that really speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Her husband does a lot of, he did Boy Meets World. He was a producer for Boy Meets World, a producer on You Wish, a producer on Family Rules. And then he did Wendy Liebman TV. That's his most recent thing, 2011. But honestly, if I was a producer on 11 episodes of You Wish and a producer on 66 episodes of Boy Meets World, I would fucking never work again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd just be like, I'm a producer on Boy Meets World. It runs into syndication for forever. Like, I can totally... Like, Ed Begley Jr. like came up with like a house cleaner. Did you know that?
No.
Like, he created his own, like, house cleaning, like solution. And that was one of his, like, projects that he did. My friend Kay lived near him in Burbank, like, when he came up with that. And, like, Ed Begley Jr. is, like, a famous character actor. We all know him from many movies we all love. And, like, that's something he did for his free time when he wasn't working a lot. Like, you have options and solutions, cleaning solutions and regular solutions, honey. And yeah, it's like so interesting. Like, when you have money in Hollywood, you can do anything.
Yeah.
This guy, he could have produced this movie. He's not on anything. He did the Velveteen Rabbit TV movie in 1984. Do you remember that?
My God.
I remember it rerunning in like 86 or 88. Or no,
yes,
80, probably
yes.
87 or 88.
Yes, yes.
Because I was like in love with the book.
Look,
I was
course.
84 when I was born. But yeah, it's crazy. He also did the Au Pair and Au Pair 2. In Au Pair 3, the TV movies.
I don't know that.
Which I think Au Pair, I remember being like a TV movie that was like for us. It was like maybe starring a bratty teen actress. Hold on, let me just check really quickly. Because they did three of them. Oh, no. Jonathan Rhys-Davies is the most famous person in these. Jonathan Rhys-Davies, is that a person?
Jonathan Rhys Meyers is.
Who knows? Anyway, that's their problem. That's their cross to bear. I have no interest moving forward. So he asks Olivia if she's okay, but she's like, no, I need to go find Jody. So Oliver and Alyssa are out on their day. So Alyssa hands out flyers in the street. He tells her that they're not going to give up. He knows a place they can get the best fish tacos. Ugh. And she's like, where could Jody be? And he's like, wait, Jody's a cat. Cats love fish. Maybe she's by the fish tacos. We should probably go check. Which, like, when I would be that desperate, like, if I was looking for wags on that level and someone was like, wait a minute, I might have it. Like, even if the possibility of them kidding existed, I would still choose to, like, I would want to believe them. And I'd be like, thanks for the 5-second mislead, you piece of shit. Like, I'd be like, I'm stressed out.
Yeah.
My only friend that I brought from my, like, Midwestern town, my BFF, my god, Jody. Jody and I, Jody Sweeten, we lived in a fucking motel room together. Like, she's probably, I wonder if the cat was named after Jody Arias or Jody Sweeten. Who do you think?
For you.
Sweeten? Okay.
Yeah.
Both of them are sisters to me. So, a young guy dressed up with flowers gets to the place. A woman runs up to him and asks him to hold the door. It's the girl from the market. So basically we see that, like, the girl from the market, from the farmer's market earlier, she's now, like, at the front of the door of the building of their place, right? So there's gonna be, like, a 12-second introduction here, 50, 51 to 52, 07. What we're supposed to know is that this girl that was, like, dating Oliver, she apparently has too hard of a hard-on for him, and she chases him all the way into his building via another guy who also is holding sunflowers.
Hey, can you hold the door, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hey, do you know what apartment Oliver Hall lives in?
Ready?
Yeah. Mm. Oh my god. So good.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Jody is gonna come back. She probably went to the comedy show with Robert. They're gonna come back best friends.
Oh, yeah, okay. You know, I moved to avoid a stalker and also get away from my family. They can be a bit clingy, but it seems like Robert's desperate to be my new father.
Doesn't he have a daughter of his own?
Right? I mean, no wonder she only comes back for the holidays. He told me not to go out with you.
That's what dads do. They control their daughters.
Yeah, or try to. You know what happens when dads try to tell their daughters they can't see someone?
What?
Bam! Son!
Yeah. This music. What do you think of this music?
Like, what is this music? Sammy Gimbo.
Okay,
I accuse,
like,
Sammy of being too into it.
This music is like... Like,
Sammy's so into it. She fucking played that for 5 minutes. Yeah, no, I know. It's like churches. It's like all that shit. It's like fucking metric meets churches meets fucking, like, all that shit. It's like that shit that happened when I moved to LA. It's hipster runoff music.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So the two of them are going at it. She ripped off his shirt. I wrote, I'm worried about Jody. Cause, like, they literally, like, if I was looking for my cat and someone was like, do you want to get tacos? Like, and then they were playing reggae music and I would lose my mind. But she's like, I gotta get that D. Yeah. And so so I assume
it's
she's drunk, right? But no, she's dead ass sober going for this D, right?
Yeah.
And so the sex scene's really awkward and she's, basically trying to dom him the whole time. She's like, shut up. Stop talking. Shut up.
Yeah.
She's like mounting him. And
yes.
He like goes, he's like, hey, wait, I really like you. She like pulls herself off him. She's like, fuck, I really liked you. I told you to shut your mouth, which is like so 2006, like bad comedy, like attitude where like when you talk to guys, you'd be like, ew, like I told you I liked you. Don't fucking talk to me like that. Like, don't speak to me respectfully. Like,
Yes, it's like when two movies came out the same year that was about Friends with Benefits. It was like that one with Ashton Kutcher and like it's like that. Yes,
Natalie Portman. Yes, and then the yes. I feel you. So, Alyssa gets home and she starts to get. Oh, so sorry. I skipped ahead. So basically, she's like, thanks for the tacos, motherfucker. And she leaves. And then as we see her leave her place, the girl from the market, she shows up in the shadows. She like pops out. It's like truly actually scarier to me than most things in this movie, which is just like, who is that girl that like pops out like that? Like that is so, especially like, with someone that couldn't give a shit less. Like, Alyssa doesn't care. So why is this girl up in the shadows like this? We'll find out later. But
she has a good French tuck going on, though.
Oliver hears a knock. Yes, Tan France, what's up? So she hears a Tan, what's his name? France? French? Tan? France. From Queer Eye. Yeah. He loves the French tuck, honey. He invented it.
I know Tan, but I don't know his last name.
So... Oliver hears a knock at his door, and we'll pick up from there. It's 5318 to 5345, just a short little moment.
I thought we were taking it slow. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you...
She was hot. Is that your new girl?
Sorry, what...
You don't know?
I don't know. I...
Well, you're thinking about it. I'm here. No strings attached.
NSA! That really is like Natalie Portman in that movie, No Strings Attached, featuring Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
It's called.
Yeah, absolutely, honey.
So Alyssa gets home and she starts getting texts from her stalker right away. So she goes back down to Oliver's house. And right when she knocks, she's like, I'm going to be comforted. Like the way that I wouldn't allow him to comfort me previously.
With the D.
Opens the door. There's a girl standing there in her underwear and she's like, hey, what's up? What can I get for you? And she's like, oh, fuck. Like, this is so not what I expected. This is like what Robert said I would get.
Yeah.
So she walks around the next day and Kate stops her outside the building. She's smoking a cigarette in public this time, no longer on the stairs. And she asks about the cat. She says she'll come back. They always do. Anyway, she wanted to tell her that she was off base about Robert to begin with. There's no way, like nothing. She wasn't thinking straight. He's done a lot for her as a father figure. Father figure.
I will be your father figure.
It makes me so uncomfortable. Like that song has always made me uncomfortable. This song makes me so fucking uncomfortable.
Put your tiny hand in mine. That's the next lyric.
Truly. It's like, it's all so like, it's dads that want to fuck their daughters.
Yeah. Or
this move.
Sons.
Oh, right. 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 Oh, I wish, I mean, no, I don't wish that for Robert, but like, I wish Robert had like a fun life for him.
Yeah.
That was legal.
Yeah.
You know, I wish Robert was like on a different journey.
Sure.
But anyway, so Kate's like, yeah, he's a father figure, blah, blah, blah. She says that she's glad, so Alyssa's like, I'm glad you said something because he gave me advice about Oliver the night before. And you're right. Like he's a dick. So she's like, you know what? Come to my stand-up set tonight. And Kate's like, I can't come, but, I hope you find Jody. So Kate's being very like dodgy, but also like anyone, any neighbor that has been invited to a stand-up routine of like a random neighbor in LA. Like anyone that's like, you know what? Come to my stand-up night tonight. It's like, okay, 2-drink minimum. She's the bartender at the place. Like there's definitely going to be a lot of strings, a lot of rules.
Yeah.
It's also like not great to be invited to like a struggling new stand-up show no matter what.
Absolutely.
But like definitely not as an olive branch for being like, hey, our abusive landlord, he's your dad.
And so, Katie can't go because it's like she just can't talk more about the fact that he actually is that and he like ruined, you know, he like threatened her. So Katie's like, I can't have any fun in this movie ever.
Katie is actually, I think, like probably the biggest victim in this movie because she like had her reproductive situation like totally held against her.
Yeah.
By like this gross older man that like in a weird way. So like I went through different phases when I was watching this movie and when Kate said in particular like, oh, or when he said to Kate in particular like, oh, I'll tell her everything about like you getting an abortion or whatever. I was like, yo, like, is Janie like his aborted daughter? Like, I went to that place in my head where I was like, maybe he's holding that against her because of Chris Ferris' death. By the way, like, when you give, like, a nerd, like, a fucking Lifetime movie, like, this is, I'm like, oh, so, like, so I always, like, go way over, but, like, I was fully thinking, like, how does he have a hold on her reproductive health, and, like, why would he be so invested, and also, this movie was made fairly recently, like, 2017, I think this was released, so that's, like, all within the constructs and conversations of, like, the national, like, issue around, like, women's rights.
Yes.
And so I felt like this was really tone deaf, if that was not going to speak to that, and it did not.
It did not speak to that, and then it really was just like, that's in the news. VR's in the news.
Yeah, and, like, Lifetime does fuck up, for sure. Like, they really do. But, like, I will say that, like, for the most part, I don't see them fuck up on, like, issues like this, where I'm like, dude, like, there are so many, if I was like writing the part of like, how do I like fuck Kate over? There are so many things. The most obvious thing would be drugs.
Yes.
For Kate, because she's like smoking cigs on the side of the building. She doesn't want to have the kid. Like, if you want to include the abortion, you can. But like the fact that it's like, I'm going to tell your husband that you're fertile and I'm going to tell him that you got an abortion. Like, it's just, it's so next level.
Yeah, it is.
He came at her in every way.
Yeah.
So that night at the club, we see comics smoking in the parking lot. It feels very Comedy Store parking lot. It feels like actually the Improv, or maybe even like one of those Santa Monica clubs.
I'm like, it's like West Side of Club. I don't know, because it's like at the Improv, you wouldn't be like serving drinks and then going and doing stage time.
No, not at all. You know, I actually was thinking of that exact scenario. I was like, is there any way that someone who, like, tended bar at the Hollywood Improv would, like, then
be like, here, make the next drink, and then just walk on and do it? Oh, I have the same magnesium thing you do. Anyway.
Oh, you and I? We have the same calm thing?
Yes!
You guys, you're probably not getting enough magnesium. Look into it, honey. We're all missing all the nutrients we need. Care.com. Careof.com, honey. Yeah. They sponsor the pod. Get your vitamins, okay? So, and take that out if they don't sponsor us anymore. Okay. That night at the club, we see those people smoking. Robert walks up. We hear Kate is bombing. Her entire act relies on people sharing their phone with her. Let's play 55-55.
Alyssa's bombing?
What did I write?
Kate.
Oh, Alyssa's bombing, yeah. Alyssa, the comic. She's bombing. 55-55-57-50.
I look through your phone, do you?
I don't think so.
Okay. How about you? Can I look at your phone?
Don't do it, ma'am.
Yo, you are killing me. Okay. Does anybody know what ILY means in a text message?
Love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much. you two are a couple?
Get you something.
Yeah? If you don't mind me asking, what's
that's
the
my
age
daughter.
I'm 7 years older.
7 years, yeah. Yeah, 7 years. That's like one
she's
daughter.
She's great, isn't she?
Right? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
She's great.
What do you
great.
Guys think is like the most acceptable age gap?
3 or 4 years.
20.
20? Ooh, someone said 20. God, that's gross. Yeah, no, I'm not down. Yeah, so I have this like father figure type in my life, and I think he's into me. He's actually my landlord. Awkward. Yeah, actually, that was probably him who said 20. Well, maybe it's just me, but I'm not going to sleep with you if you own more than 5 pairs of khakis. Old men think it's sexy to be a father figure type. But, like, dude, no. You're literally father figured. Go to the gym. Like, I'm not going to be attracted to you just for some sort of validation, unless you're, like, a parking attendant. Validate me. I mean, there has to be some sort of age limit, right? You can't be a sugar daddy and have diabetes. Just like, doesn't seem safe. Old men are gross. They're gross. I mean, it's just me, but like,
so this is mortifying. She just basically made fun of Robert to his face on stage in front of all of these people for like a smooth 5 minutes, which for her is like a very hard 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, all she's like is like, my landlord's like old, he's ugly, like I'm uncomfortable. Anyway, so it's like not real stand up. But Robert leaves and he goes right into her laptop when he gets back to the building. And he sends an email to Illy with the subject line, meet me tonight. He says, Illy, come to my apartment tonight. I want to be with you. So the bartender tells her after her set that she was great. Alyssa's like, thank you. Yes, I was. And he goes, your dad must have been proud. And she's like, what? He was there, an older guy. He was dressed well. So right away, she knows it's Robert. And we hear her call him. And she says basically like that she had a fun night tonight. She knows that he was there. She hopes that he knows his, like, the jokes were just jokes. It's nothing personal. Give me a call. So then when she gets home that night, there's an epic fight going on upstairs between Kate and her husband. As she crosses through the living room, she doesn't see that the girl from the market that fucked Oliver is in her apartment. And then she startles her. It's 5909 to 10328.
Alyssa. It's me. I'm ILY.
You?
No, but you and Oliver.
I did that for you. For us. He's not good enough for you. He's lucky I left him alive. I am the only person that will stay true and loyal to you. I love you, Alyssa. Oliver was going to break your heart. I had to show you that.
You're insane.
No. I've been waiting so long for the right moment to meet you. And when I got your email, I knew you would finally realize.
What email? Realized what?
That we're going to be together.
I saw the knife, I grabbed the closest thing to me, and I hit him, her.
How do you think she got in?
Well, I've been leaving the balcony door open because my cat's been missing. And, oh my God, this is all my fault.
No, dear. This is not your fault.
He's right, it's not your fault. It'd be best for everyone to keep their doors and windows locked when you're not home. But it takes a criminal to break into someone's house. You're lucky. Now, you say you don't know this Sam?
Well, I thought she was a girlfriend of Oliver's.
Oliver Hall. He's another tenant in the building.
We know who Mr. Hall is. It seems that this Sam, this Samantha Berry, she's the one who's been stalking you. She followed you from Wyoming. It's not a coincidence that you ran into her.
Is Oliver okay?
Oh, he's fine. A detective's with him now.
Is there anything else you're going to need from me, detective?
We won't be needing you any further. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good day. You okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much for everything.
I like the idea of you being home alone. Hey. You know what? I almost forgot. Thursday is Thanksgiving and Janie's birthday. And so we're going to have sort of a combination celebration. It'd be so much fun if you could be there. Janie's flying in.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I don't know, with all the stuff that happened, I was thinking of laying low for the holiday, but if I'm feeling up for it, yeah, I'll let you know.
Understood. Just know you're invited either way.
Thank you.
You're gonna be all right.
Okay, how come her stalker dresses so much better than her?
When she, but by the way, we should say that, like, when we end this scene, like, Robert and her are hugging, like, yeah, almost slow dancing.
Yes.
So wait, let's, like, talk about the fact that, okay, this was, would be an amazing ending to the movie if this had been fleshed out. Like, exactly the drama you were teleplaying before, mm-hmm, when we were in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, this needed to be, this was so interesting. This could have been, like, her high school classmate that, like, they, like, started out in drama club together, but her friend got pulled out, and her friend always watched her in all the plays and was obsessed with it. But, like, she had to, her parents insisted she be, like, a pre-med, mm-hmm, or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, it, like, that could have been it, or it could have been someone that, like, she went to kindergarten with and they were ripped apart. Like, mm-hmm, that psychosexual element with her, with the female friend was very interesting.
Yes.
And also the psychosexual element with Robert is very interesting, especially considering that Illy, this whole time, may not have been her stalker. Like, let's talk about how that lines up. How was the woman that randomly ran into Oliver also her stalker from back home or where she's from?
Great.
And she's never seen her visually once with her face, especially, right, like, if you're a female undercover, like, you don't have to try as hard, especially if they're thinking you're a man.
Yeah.
And so I'd be like, oh my God, that's that girl who works, exactly, at my fucking coffee bean.
She's from nowhere, and she was 17. Like, right, she doesn't have a large circle of people that would even know her or that she would know.
They've chased her the fuck down, bitch. So,
I just want to, like, throw my computer. It makes me so, it's just, I'm so, so,
it's so, it's so angering. Yeah. I agree with you. Okay, so they're basically slow dance hugging Robert and Alyssa at the end. They're basically just like, hey, we're daughter and father, like, hugging. It's a little bit too long that they hug. It's a little sexual. It's a little bit too much. So Alyssa's in her bed that night. She's half asleep. She's, like, rolling around a lot. Robert's looking over at her bed, and he's, like, affectionately sort of, like, laughing with her, like, it, playing with her character, so to speak. But, like, he's in Janie's bed upstairs with the VR glasses on, yeah, the whole time. Which is incredible technology, I should say. Like, that, like, that said, like, if you were, like, if you had, like, a lover in the army.
Yes!
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Someone deployed, honey, you throw on some VR goggles and you, yeah, cuddle up to him in the tent.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's beautiful.
You could only wish for something like that.
Yeah.
And this loser's using it to look at, over at a young girl three apartments over. Like, three apartments over. He could get into that building, no problem.
Yeah.
But you could give that technology to Afghanistan.
Oh, my God. And they would have, like, oh, my God.
I'm especially just, as a veteran. He's a veteran.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. He denied her. So we run into Robert on the stairs when she gets home. He's wearing a sling now.
Yes, he is.
He tells her that he woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Literally, he slipped and strained his shoulder. He tells her that Helen is helping with the turkey. They're both broken bodies in between Helen and him, but between the two of them, they're almost a whole. He says that Jane's cake, though, I don't know if we discussed this, but did you know Jane's birthday is Thanksgiving?
Yeah, no, I did not know that. And so when the cake was, I was just like, oh, Jane likes
cake.
Yeah, like, oh, we like how some people be like, don't forget the green bean casserole. Like, this Jane girl's like, don't forget my cake, my Thanksgiving cake.
Well, because he said, oh, but Jane's cake, though.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, Jane's cake's going to be fire. Because, like, the way you said, like, oh, Jane's cake, though.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, the cake's going to be there and it's going to be great. No, no, no. Turns out, cake's not going to be there. He needs her to bring the cake. Any kind of cake will do. Okay?
Your favorite kind.
Yeah, Jane loves cake, any kind. she's horned up for cake. And he goes, and dear, it would be delightful if you were here today. So Alyssa answers the phone at her place. He's like, make sure you come to Turkey Day. So she's wearing her pretty yellow blouse. And this is another thing that I like that's true to the character and wardrobe, is that she does wear this yellow blouse, like, somewhat into the ground. She's wearing it at stand-up. She's wearing it here. Typically, we don't get that with these movies. So let's play 106.25 to 111.28. We're going to play through a lot of the drama here. I'm going to run some sort of like scene by scene shit as we get in between the actions, like sequences. And let's just go. Mm-hmm.
Happy Thanksgiving, Oliver.
Happy Thanksgiving. What are you up to today?
Well, I was going to go home, but Robert invited me to spend it with his family. His daughter's coming home from college, and it's her birthday, and he did save my life. Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah. Well, what about you? Where does Oliver spend his Thanksgiving?
Oh, lonely guy Thanksgiving, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Oh, no, don't feel bad.
I
actually think it's what I need. I think it's a good thing for me, and feels right for today.
But, I don't know.
Maybe I can
invite you for tacos next week?
Yeah, I'd like that. Have a good one.
You too.
Alyssa is pleasantly plain. She's very pretty, but she's not over the top.
Yeah.
Ingenue status. She looks normal.
Yeah, she looks like a, yeah, like
a, she looks like a normal, like a uniquely normal pretty girl.
Hello. Yeah.
Wow, this place looks amazing.
It's dressed from head to toe in sunflowers.
Is white okay?
Yeah, white's fine.
Great.
I have the cake.
Oh, put it right in the center of the table.
Okay.
Give me a minute. I'll be right out.
Oh, I brought flowers, too. Doesn't look like you need any, though.
Can't have too many, right?
Can I help?
Nope. I'm all set. Make yourself at home.
Okay, even the glass, has
a sunflower.
And it reminds me of something your
aunt's. Wait, can you pause? I agree with you. We need a wine charm on that. We need, like, it has the sunflower painted on the base of it.
It's horrible. It's great.
And by the way, like, the sunflower paint on the base is for no one but the person drinking it. Because it's hideous exteriorly. Yeah. Like, it looks like someone poured some nasty yellow Chardonnay up in that piece. And then when you take a sip of it, like, even the person getting it, who is this for?
No.
Who is the glass for?
For people, the aunts that like bought them. But like, have you ever been given, which I have, one big wine glass that's like hand painted?
1 million.
I want to throw it back in their faces.
What do I do with her?
Break it and like, and use it one of those things where like you are really mad and you want to break something. I bet it feels so good to throw against a wall.
You know, I feel like those are good for when I'm just like, I have one giant ass martini glass and I'm like, the night that I make a martini myself.
Is it puffy
home,
painted or is it normal?
It's not pre-painted. It's just, even if it was, I would still probably keep it because it's like, I don't have anything like that. Like, but that said, this is a grown man that supposedly lives with his sister that has an entire, like, what Etsy went into this? Like, did he find, I'm sure he didn't get them custom painted.
No, those are from Home Goods.
No, honey, they're painted.
But I think Home Goods has stuff like that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking that was, like, from Etsy for sure.
See, because I don't know, I mean,
you guys have to watch this movie if only to see
what we're talking about.
I'll screenshot it for you and put it up on the...
I didn't notice this. Okay, there's also a cornucopia.
Oh, I love cornucopias. Well, I will tell you one thing, is that I'm so excited you pointed that out because I personally, I love cornucopia.
I love
I'm from Massachusetts. I love, like, fucking seasonal gourds. I love anything that comes out of a cornucopia. I feel like it's a very symbolic... I mean, I'm from where Thanksgiving was invented when we stole the country from people. Mm-hmm. I'm also was Native American heritage as well, so it's very trying time for me.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that...
And we can, yeah.
It's never You're been torn. Trying. Like, literally, it's never... No one's been trying. The only trying part is every other... person's part of trying Thanksgiving, which is getting every family member together. But I will tell you that cornucopias are from like literally preschool on every year. There was some creation of a cornucopia happening. There was like a filling of it. There was like a sentiment behind the filling of it every year where it'd be like, okay, well this year we're going to fill it with like things from blah, blah, blah or whatever. But no matter what, we were stuffing that horn full of plenty.
Yeah. It is harvest, honey. It is maize. Wealth of food will be fine for the rest of the year.
That's the truth. As you put out all those gourds, all that maize.
Oh my goodness. That cake is amazing. Yeah,
I hope Jane likes it.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh.
Did you try the wine?
I did. It's delicious.
Shivers.
Where is everyone?
Well, it looks like it's just going to be us tonight.
Why?
My shoulder.
What happened?
War.
Did I tell you that Helen was helping our Nana? She had an accident.
Right. She fell.
Broke her leg. She's 95 and... it's just not healing like they hoped it would, so Helen's gonna stay until she gets back on her feet.
I thought it was her hip.
Same thing.
Hip. Right. Now, you've always had such a good memory, Jane. I mean, Alyssa.
Speaking of, where is Jane?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not gonna believe this.
No.
Her flight was canceled. You're having white? I'm gonna have red.
Yeah, because you pour poison in the white. That's the first, I mean...
Why do we all have one?
What if the sunflowers there to mask, like, any of the poison? Like, she can't see the poison because the plant...
The Etsy.
Yeah.
Paint.
None of the other glasses have it.
But it is from my heart.
Wow. It's very pretty, but, you know...
Yeah, let's...
This annoys me. Look how easy it is for him to put this necklace around with his like broken shoulder. Like, look how much he's doing. He's twisting.
I can't even do that with my nails.
Yeah.
I look so beautiful on you.
You can't even see it. She's wearing
disgusting.
She's literally wearing a jean jacket. It covers everything.
He's getting a call, and she's like,
"Do you want to answer that? What if it's Jane?"
Hmm. For you, Becca.
Robert, I'm in the garage. It's an emergency. The gate won't open and I can't get out. I have to be at LAX in 20 minutes. You better get down here. If I miss my flight...
So a tenant is having an issue. He's going to excuse himself, but I should say that just like...
Okay? Yeah, she's fine. She's stuck in the garage.
None of this stuff adds up. Here. Like in a real movie, or even a Lifetime movie normally, Becca would be in on this somehow.
Yeah.
Or something, but all of it's just coincidence.
Yes.
It's Alyssa.
Sunflower. That sunflower creeping up on her face.
I hate it.
I hate it. I don't love it. I'm not here for it.
I want to be
broken. Robert is like fucking crazy. We know he's on a good one right now. So we see Kate. She stares blankly forward. She's just like kind of on one by herself.
Things are not adding up
at a restaurant. She's like at this like weird restaurant that looks like a Glendale restaurant that hasn't had its liquor license approved yet. Like, do you know what I mean? Where it's just kind of like, oh, we just started up. Like, do you want a sandwich? Like, there might be someone who can make it. Like, it's very a dodgy restaurant, but she's there on Thanksgiving. She's been crying. She's drinking at the bar. Oliver sees her there and he says, "Happy Thanksgiving." She tells him that she and Adam have separated and now they're thinking of divorce. She asks Oliver about what he's doing and she sees him getting a sandwich and he smiles and he's like, "Oh, we're doing the same thing. We're both like kind of single today." He says that he and Alyssa are on the back burner right now. And she says that, you know, Alyssa's dealing with a lot because of her stalker. So that makes sense. So Alyssa's walking around Robert's place, his whole house, and she sees a picture with him and Jane. She's really drinking up at this point, and she spots a photo album. Jane is dressed basically as, like, Dorothy in these pictures.
Yes. It's
like Wizard of Oz. Play type shit, right?
Yeah.
And then we see some older college pics of her, her late teen years, and then we see, like, an in memoriam, like, sort of card, right? Then we hear the sting as Alyssa realizes what's going on, and with Robert, and immediately out to Oliver and Kate at the restaurant. So we're going to go 113:12 to 127:10. This is a long clip. What we're going to do is we're going to play basically through the end of this film, and pause if we need to, probably not, and I'll teleplay some of the shit for you that happens.
Daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Oliver, Robert doesn't have a daughter.
This bitch dead. Janie's dead.
Well, not anymore.
What do you mean anymore?
What? She died. His daughter Jane died like 6 or 7 years ago. That's when he split up with his wife and moved back in with Helen.
Why would he lie?
I don't know. I just thought he was being creepy because Alyssa looks so much like Megan.
Yeah, it's weird, but so what? I mean, I don't think he's dangerous.
Do you know Robert threatened me?
He threatened you? How?
He knew some secrets, some very personal secrets about me. I don't know how he did, but he knew. He told me to stay away from Alyssa.
He told me the same thing, but I thought that was different.
Okay, this is where you want her to... Yep. Except Jody fucking meows.
Oh, Jody High Roller, her fucking husky.
At this point, I'm going to say this, like... Jody's forgotten about you. It's been too long. Like, Jody's not a dog.
Jody's so cute. I'm, like, so upset about Jody.
Okay.
This big, fat-ass orange cat, though. Like, this is Wags. Like, literally would, like, wait till I was about to, like, kill myself before being like, meow.
Yeah. Then she starts moving as slow as molasses, honey.
Honey, like, she's moving throughout this apartment like she's afraid of Jody. Like, yeah. She's terrified that Jody might be on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
Like I'd be bursting through that shit. So she slowly enters this, like, closed door or this, like, propped open door and, like, kind of sees that it's, like, a girl's bedroom similar to the one that she has upstairs.
Same, yeah, very similar comforter and lamp sitch.
She and Janie do have the same floral taste, according to her dad.
Yeah, that feels weird.
So it's like her bed is like a brass bed that's been spray painted like a seafoam green.
Yeah.
And I don't hate it, but I have questions.
I don't hate it.
They home goodsed it.
Yeah, they did home goodsed it.
But like you don't have to do that with a brass bed. A brass
bed is gorgeous.
It doesn't
fit the modern. Everything else is very modern in this apartment though, which is so honey, she puts on the VR.
So she found the VR.
Yeah.
And so she right away goes in, so we see, like, a hologram of her in her own apartment.
Yeah.
And she's sort of, like, it's the entire History of You episode of Black Mirror, where she's, like, flashing back through her entire-ass old apartment. And she's gonna go all the way back. She takes the remote. She's looking through her own apartment. And she's like, oh, all these things happen. She gets to see the layout. She's going to start to see stuff with, like, her and Oliver, stuff in the bedroom.
This technology is very intuitive for her to be able to just do this first come. Like, she doesn't even know how to use any of this, but it's all very intuitive. She's doing it.
I was going to go home, but Robert invited me to spend it with his family. His daughter is coming home from college, and it's her birthday, so I am baking a cake right now.
It's basically getting to see your life,
yeah,
or someone else's life in repeat.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to go home, but Robert invited me to spend it with his family. His daughter's...
It's kind of like being the Kardashians.
So she's skipping... Exactly. So she's skipping back through scenes. She sees herself sleeping now.
There's files that say Alyssa. The dates. There's multiple recordings for dates. She's crying.
Who wouldn't be? I'd be like dead. So she goes all the way back to Megan.
Which is like 3, 5, or 4 months before she moved in. Oh, and Megan's last recording.
You're safe. I'm sorry. I know you can't help that you feel this way. I wish you could have been stronger. Be strong. Just relax. That's it. Be strong. You won't feel it.
So she sees Robert basically framing Megan for her suicide.
Cutting her wrist.
Jody?
But then that goddamn cat just keeps Jody? Meowing.
Jody?
Jody High Roller, come out, baby.
Oh my god. God, I'd never see you again. Get you out of here. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It's Helen.
Oh my god.
Helen is in the fucking closet, dead as hell.
Now, why we haven't smelled her?
No, there like you this. Are. Oh, now Robert's found her in good. The closet. This is no good.
You found Jody.
No, you stay the hell away from me.
Oh, honey.
You're a murderer. You killed Megan and you killed your own sister.
I did it for us, sweetheart. I had to. Your Aunt Helen almost ruined everything. She got what she deserved. And Megan. Megan's a long story.
No, stay away. Stay away.
You just got home, Jane. Can we get along for 5 minutes before we start bickering?
Oh my god. The wine. You drugged me.
It's for your own good, Jane.
Okay, has Helen not been smelling? I mean, can't you smell Helen's dead body?
Yeah, you would, like statistically speaking, maggots would definitely be on her body at this point.
Yeah, like, I know there's cat litter in that box, but, like,
she's
how
been dead
strong
a week.
It? Yeah.
So now we come up on our girl Alyssa in a dress that is not her own. She's in... maybe Janie's dress around a bunch of balloons at the kitchen table.
She's been sleeping sitting, which isn't fun.
Never fun.
Never fun. Not even on a coach.
And she realizes she's dressed up as Janie. She's wearing her outfit.
She's awake. Sorry. I started without you, but you know how much I love Thanksgiving dinner.
What did you do to me?
Cleaned you up for your birthday. Don't go anywhere. Not that you would.
He has her gun.
I also still have Jody.
Holding that cat over her.
Jody? Yeah, she's fine. She's fine. I'll come right back. Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
This is also the worst song ever, and I despise the fact that it was given what's it called? Royalty free.
It should be the Stevie Wonder version. Would that be creepier if he was like, happy birthday to you?
Make a wish. Light your candles.
But don't tell me the wish, because that won't come true.
You don't want to hear what my wish is.
What did you say, Jay?
I said,
shut up! Be nice. Remember? Okay. Make a wish. And blow out your candles.
Ew.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting! Now!
Oh, here comes Ollie.
Come in! Robert!
The cabin is back at Thanksgiving.
Oh, pain in the ass. You
see, he should have pretended to have a fucking green bean casserole or something.
Exactly.
Some say foil a dish.
Yeah.
Open this door, Robert! Jane! You open that door right now!
Come on!
Jane! You can press the emergency button all you want. Haven't you figured it out? Doesn't work!
Now she's just like stuck at smelling Helen. Somehow Oliver gets in.
Mm.
Shut the door!
Literally, that took my breath away when he said, it doesn't have any weird, it doesn't work.
You mean Jane? She's here. Oh, Jane! Jane, honey! Your man friend is here.
Your man friend.
Sit down. And I suggest you come out now. Unless you want something really bad to happen to him.
Finally, someone's
smart. I'm right here.
Jane, honey. You know that's Alyssa, right? Jane and I are going to take a much-needed father-daughter trip up north. I love how your favorite dress makes you look just like your passport photo. I packed the car. Oh, and I packed a suitcase for you.
That's very kind of you, Father. But where are we going exactly?
Do you remember that? That little cabin north of Vancouver. I used to love it there when you were a kid.
Yes.
Alyssa. And you. Oliver. You are going to pour yourself a nice large glass of white wine. And then when they find your body and your suicide note and a host of other things implicating you with the death of Megan and Helen, we're gonna be scot-free.
Daddy?
Yes, dear?
Why did you kill Megan?
She fell in love with me. Her desires were impure. She had to go. I thought I'd lost Jane. Forever. And then you came along.
She's standing like she's shoving the recorder up her ass. Like, I don't know why she's standing like that.
You pour yourself a drink now. I won't. And this next bullet's gonna make a mess.
Dad?
Yes?
Daddy?
I really like the necklace you gave me.
Good, Janie. Where is it?
Right here!
Throw it in his face. That was her big plan.
You stay away from my Jane!
Okay, so Oliver and the dad
why
are in a, like,
she should have
choked fight. Ooh, dog. He just smoked them.
Yeah.
Bodied.
The gun is in front of Alyssa, and then Oliver asks for it, and then Oliver gets it and shoots it. But it's her gun. So I don't understand why she's like, so like, what? This thing?
Also, like, but, like, she never expected to be in any of this. And also that man redid her hair when she was sleeping. I feel like that's excuse enough. When someone undoes your braids, like, she had some cute little You're Dutch right. girl braids, right. and he undid her braid and, like, redid it. What did he fucking...
Did he curl her hair?
I feel like he finger-waved her hair out. When someone finger-waves your hair when you're sleeping, like, you don't have to be in charge of a gun.
I get you.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't agree with it. Like, I would be in charge of the gun, but, like, also at the same time, I was born with a natural finger wave, so... But, like... No. Honey, I'm just saying. Yeah. Can I tell you one thing I was thinking of the whole time this scene was playing?
Yes.
Would have been the perfect meal for them. I don't know if you saw this going viral, but like last holiday season, there was teddy bears made out of chickens that went viral.
No.
And I feel like this would have been a really good thing for a daddy to serve his daughter on Thanksgiving, his fake daughter that he made out of, you know.
Horrifying.
It's a chicken. You could bring your own chicken, or you could pay
a butcher.
I think it was $7 more to bring to have them supply.
That is, you cook and choose rotisserie the whole bear?
I think you rotisserie the bear, yeah. I think you rotisserie the bear. And, like, I will say that this whole Thanksgiving scene, I was worried about where's that turkey? It should have been, when you only have two people on Thanksgiving, you don't need a turkey. Pick up a rotisserie from Ralph's. You put some nice gravy on that. You make a little mash. You know how much
I love that garlic lemon?
Oh, I love that. I love that.
That garlic lemon rotisserie chicken at any sort of Ralph's or Pavilions or whatever. Yum.
In Glendale, we have Art's Meat Market and Deli where you can go get the chicken pre-cooked or pre-marinated, or just have them rip the tummies out so you don't have to touch the stuff inside.
By the way, this movie was on the top. It said, in loving memory of Terry Hill. Who's Terry Hill?
Nothing to do with me. Do you want me to look that up? No, honestly, this is my job, is to do this. Hold on. Terry Hill, Wikipedia. No, that's an Australian former professional. This is some dead person on the crew.
Okay, God bless. Because
like that's a professional Australian rugby league footballer from the 1990s to the 2000s. Maybe in honor of him, but this was in 2017.
Well, maybe both of them was a real big fan.
So, Chris Farah,
yes.
I have to say, I really love this movie.
First of all, that means so much to me because, again, you had asked me to pick three movies and I literally was just like, how about this one? And then that was the only one I ever gave you.
It was the one that worked. Like, because, like, you were smart. You were like, I'm looking at On Demand. And I was like, we can't. I don't know how to do that. Because I need Sammy to help me.
No, once I found out that it also existed on YouTube quite easily, and it was like somewhat...
It's for freezies on YouTube. And then also it's for... You can buy it for $3.99 or something on Amazon. But I also steal from YouTube all the time. I bought this just because I was like, I want that high D.
Yeah.
Because like I wanted to know what it looked like. Like all the outfits and uniforms and costumes. I mean, I think that she really did come to LA and lived like in her version of a struggling comedian. Like... In every way except for that she was in this insane apartment, which was the whole cause of her issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, she had two shirts. She had three pairs of pants.
Yeah.
Like, she was creative with her hair.
Yeah.
She was broke.
She was broke.
She was living in a motel.
I wonder what's going to happen to her now. Like, I guess she... Well, she can still stay... Maybe she just moves in with Oliver.
Amy Schumer. Oh, wait, what?
Oh, no, I want to know what you said.
She becomes Amy Schumer.
Okay. Said,
well, she's
blonde. You went like 10 years down the road. And I was like, well, I mean, literally, the next day she can just move in with Oliver and then not live in that dumbass dead woman's apartment.
This actress does look like so many people, though.
Yeah.
Can we say that? Like, from every different angle of her face, like, if you turn her 1/16th, she looks like a different actress. Person. It's, like, crazy.
But it was a lot of Whitney Port and Diana Argon for me.
Yeah, I see that. Who was the other person I wrote down? It was something in the teeth. I'm big on teeth acting. Mm-hmm. Like Neve Campbell's like very teeth acty.
Incredibly.
Jenny Garth, teeth actress. Like, I love a teeth actress. I really do. And she's a teeth actor. She had a little bit of that. Hilary Duff likes to do a little teeth acting on Lifetime. I do love that. Chris Farrell, what is your favorite movie of all time?
I love, okay, it's going to be very hard for me. I'm going to say either Clueless or Stealing Beauty.
Clueless. Or Sleeping Beauty.
Stealing Beauty. With Liv Tyler, honey, when she has to go to Italy to find her.
Okay, these are really good movies. Whoa, Stealing Beauty, you came out.
I'm in the 90s. I'm still in the 90s.
The fucking 90s jumped out, bitch. On a scale of Clueless being the one flawless Alicia Silverstone next to the incredible Stacey Dash and the unforgettable, most memorable, most queenly Brittany Murphy, do we place this acting closer to a 1, which is that, or a 5, which is Tori Spelling and Mother May Sleep with Danger? Meaning like any Tori Spelling performance ever. Do we rate this to a real movie or a Lifetime movie?
I mean, it's a little more real.
It's pretty real.
Yeah.
The actors were pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay. That's what I would exactly do.
A 3? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So then for believability of the world and characters. Now, this was a little bit cray-cray because the whole Black Mirror element of it.
Yeah.
Do you want to give it a 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Creative use of words to avoid censorship. I was never bummed out by the way that they described anything. I was never ooh, give me some more.
Yeah.
Do you want to give it a 1?
Yeah.
Okay. Dialogue.
Oh, just in general? Okay. Nothing.
So let's refer to the fact that she's a stand-up.
Okay. I would. Okay. Okay.
This is where they really.
She could have had funnier jokes.
Right.
She could have had jokes.
Also, it's a brave. Okay. So in Lifetime movies, there's a variety of careers people can have. Wedding planner, real estate agent, recently unemployed,
cupcake
mother,
cupcake owner, cupcake shop owner.
Exactly. It's always very mediocre or super high power boss. So to have someone come in with a stand up, I thought, especially when you do someone in the creative arts and entertainment, typically, as we were saying off mic, I think earlier, stand up is the last one you choose because it's the hardest to write.
Yes.
Characters on sitcoms already talk like stand-ups. Mm-hmm. So, because they're written by fucking comedians. So, why would... Okay, so this is pretty bold for me. Also, just in that, I wonder what that dialogue looked like on the page. Mm-hmm. When she was like, give me your phone. Oh, wait. Let me guess. Crack screen. I feel she did a lot with that.
Yeah.
And I also feel Robert did a lot with Robert. And for that reason, I want to give it a 3.
Yeah.
But it wasn't great. Or no, I want to give it a 2. No, let's give it a 3.
I could be 2.5. Can we do 0.5s?
2.5, yeah. Okay. Sorry, Sammy. Okay, wardrobe. So wardrobe I thought was perfect.
Yeah, I completely agree. He always had, and she even made fun of his stupid dad sweaters in her thing. And he looked just a broke down dad. I think that
and she they did wore a the good, same yeah. things. They did a good job of making it real. I want to give it a 1.
But yeah, the one thing that was confusing to me was why the stalker had such good wardrobe.
Right.
Illy had the best wardrobe.
Illy had really good wardrobe. But and really killed. Good makeup and whole she's look.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She looked like a pretty basset hound.
Do you think it was a thing where the actress herself was I'm not going to wear that to the costume director? And then the costume director was okay, well, what would make you feel good?
I think they went with, they literally broke out the Ross Dress for Less, cotton long sleeve drapey piece the day one. And then, there was the gray tank top that went underneath. She was always wearing,
she had a red
drapey.
Coat on when she died, though. Where'd, that red coat come from?
Was it nice?
Yeah,
she had a little bit of a moment. Blouse. She had a moment.
Maybe they gave her something for her destiny.
I almost want to give that a 1 just because it's that's close to a movie.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yes.
Okay, hair and makeup. Her hair suffered. Alyssa's hair suffered a little bit. It was a little tragic, like, on the nose.
Yeah.
Like, especially like, pulling up to Thanksgiving with the Dutch braids. Like, yeah. It's your cat's missing.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing Dutch braids. Like, I would be a fucking mess. Yes, like, yes, let yes. I would barely be able to, like, carry a casserole down to Robert's house, let alone do some cute braids, make a fucking cake. Yes. Like, a two-layered, three-layered cake, possibly. There was layers. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot of work. For me, hair and makeup was, like, not... It wasn't like, oh, shit, that eyeshadow in that one scene. The one person I will say that had kind of pretty bad makeup was Illy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Illy had bad makeup. You want to give it a two?
I thought two was bad. Okay.
2.5?
Okay, yeah.
No, like, two is close to a real movie.
See, the only thing is, like... Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah. Then it'd be... Right?
Yeah. It was, like, a little bit extra.
Well, why would she have, like, the braids and stuff like that? Like, that's why...
Because it was, like, it was tapped out. That's what I'm saying. It's, like, if they were being real to her experience, they would have been, like, okay, yeah, her cat's gone, blah, blah, blah. But hair and makeup's, like, we need to make her look cute, like, if it was a real movie. It's not a Jennifer Lawrence movie.
Okay.
Where they're, like, okay, she has bedhead. She's fucking spun out on day five that's of cat being like, missing. That's what I was,
like, having an issue with, but okay.
Yeah. There's no Girl Interrupted, okay. But it's like a Kate Hudson movie.
Okay, then yes, totally.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Like...
She still has to look good.
It's not great. Okay. So then music. I thought this was fucking full of bangers nonstop. Top to bottom, bangers.
I would get the soundtrack to this. Where bangs. Is the soundtrack?
Bars. To like literally obsession. Bars. I want to get this. I want to get this soundtrack
song,
so
opening
bad.
Credit song. I'm into it.
But can I say something though? It's so Lifetime-y version of a good soundtrack.
Let's still buy it.
Because like, yeah, all right. Okay. It is good. It is good. But like.
What number do you. Okay. I feel like.
I'm looking for, like, Loser Love. I'm looking for, like, fucking a Sugar Ray song. I'm looking for, like, some sort of, like, 70s alternative rock. Like, they love to do that. Like, they did, what was the cover they did at the end of, oh, my God, 2 weeks ago, Ronnie and I did a movie, and he didn't even know it. It was, like, a 70s, like, total rock song, and I was like, babe, that's it was a cover of like Every Breath You Take or something, and I was like, Ronnie, we just watched that woman get murdered, now they're playing the police, like I forgot what it was, but it's something like that. Like, that's really good in a Lifetime movie. This to me was like a solid 1.5, which is like close. As close as I can get without it being like, oh, you licensed that Everclear song.
Okay, yeah
1.5. It was 1.5. Really good. Okay, crying. We never got a big crying jag. We never got the big emotional scene. But I will say the emotions were correct throughout. Like, dialed back a lot.
Not
like,
Lifetime-y.
Not Lifetime-y.
Like, one tear when she's VRing.
Three?
Yeah.
Okay. Victimization of the female character. I mean, for me, that was Kate. I'm going to give this a 5. Like, yeah. This is just fully fucking from top to bottom. Megan, Kate.
Yep.
Fucking Helen died. Oh, my Jody. God. They all went down. Jody
is a girl.
Jody.
Okay, honey.
Jody. Oh, my God. Failure and or refusal to jump to logical conclusion.
That happened a couple of times.
This is I feel like we're going to clean this up and drop plot lines. I feel like this for me is like a 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 or 3? No, let's give it a 3. That's a 3. Drop plot lines is like a 4.
Yeah.
That's big.
Like, exactly.
I thought the font for this was pretty good.
I liked it.
So this movie was like real 2. Want to give it a 2?
Yeah.
This movie was like very much close to a real movie, yes. But perfectly Lifetime. And yes. That it was pretty like, it was pretty bad, but like also it was pretty great. What do you, Sammy, where are we at?
What was hair and makeup?
2.5. 33.5. Okay, that makes total sense. This is literally like, I think this is a perfect Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
I will say that. This is truly what I would want to watch sunburnt on vacation in a hotel room when I'm like, I'm fucking done. Like, I can't do any more today. I can't join my family for dinner at the restaurant. I'm sunburnt. I'm angry. I'm tired. I'm jet lagged. Fucking Lifetime me up, bitch.
I feel the same way. And like, my version of that is New Year's Day. Like,
oh yeah,
can't leave my house. Hopefully I have like someone who hung out with me the night before still at my house. We have ordered in something. We've postmated something. There's nothing on TV. Nothing. Yeah. You know, yeah. It's like we don't care about whatever Macy's Day Parade. But oh my God, Lifetime has Fatherly Obsession.
Fatherly Obsession was so good. I loved this movie. And like, it should have, you're a daddy's girl, right?
Yeah.
And I am obsessed with my dad. And so like, you would have think this would have registered with us in a different way. I feel like we kind of pulled away from this with similar attitudes. I love that about this. I will say it definitely weirded me out because I have always found dads weird. Like, unless it's like a really charming dad of like one of my friends, I've always been like, ew, like, why is this like older man speaking to me? just because I'm not used to it. But like, in this movie, I was like, I totally see the seduction. I totally see. I felt for Robert at times. Helen was a nasty alcoholic. And yeah. I don't think we really drove that home enough. Like,
and he was mentally ill.
Yes.
And she like was verbally abusive towards him.
Yeah, that's a situation one does not want to wind up in, is with like being very, very mentally ill and being tied to your sister who's a brutal alcoholic and doesn't care if you live or die another day.
They were like living in some sort of Grey Gardens hell in this modern West Side rent.
Literally, like it was like, palette. If we're being generous, it was Grey Gardens. Like on the best day of their lives. Like, I mean, because it was nice. Like, I would almost rather be, like, in a dilapidated Massachusetts farmhouse, or, like, sorry, like, mansion that's, like, full of raccoons and feces than, like, in some super, like, amenities-friendly apartment building that's neutered. Like, I've lived in one of those apartments. I lived in one before I lived in this house. It's neutered. Like, when you're fobbing around, when you're like, dude, like, you can't, like... When your friends are like, oh, wait, can I run inside and get a thing? I'm like, oh, wait, just like fucking dude. Like, you're like, have to send someone down with a thing. And then like,
yeah.
You're stuck up there. And like, it's just, that's, or you can run down the stairs, but then you can't fob yourself back up. And then like, if you don't have your ID, you can't prove to the person that works at the desk that you live there because they turn over every other week. So yeah, those are not like the chicest buildings either, but this was like a wild, wild start to finish.
Yeah.
Chris Farah, thank you for picking this out.
Molly, thank you for having me on your podcast. I'm so excited.
Of course. And you guys, as always, all of our peoples, everyone who comes on, all of their information is in our podcast description. But Chris, tell people where they can find you. If there's anywhere in LA, people can find you over the next like month or so. If you're doing live shows, let people know now. We'll get this up in the next few weeks.
I'm going to do a storytelling show at UCB Sunset. It's called Sex Talks. And I love doing it. I've been doing it for years. Jesse Rosen doesn't. It's the best. So I'll be doing that March 16th. It's my birthday March 7th, so I actually don't have a lot of shows between.
Oh my goodness, happy birthday.
I'm going to Vegas next weekend,
everyone,
honey.
Tweet Chris on her birthday, Chris L. Farah.
Chris L. Farah, the L is for Lebanese.
Is that really?
No, it's for Lee, spelled the boys way. I also have a YouTube channel. If anyone is into like, I watch a lot of trashy TV and I'm obsessed with like shitty pop culture.
I'm such a YouTube head.
I love it. So I do a lot of recaps right now. It's a Love After Lockup. I'm into 90 Day Fiancé. You can see those recaps on my Chris Farah YouTube. I would love you to.
Because here's the deal with Mother May I Sleep With Podcast. We're sleeping on free money, baby. I'm saying, why don't we just put this up as a podcast on
YouTube and then get the...
Because I have all the, you know, I have all like the equipments and styles and stuff to make it like a nice little chic moment. But like, I just haven't done that because I was like... If you guys are out there and you want to see this also maybe on a video version,
yes.
I totally want to do that. And
my God, yes.
I want to do your YouTube channel.
I would, please.
And also, I do Amazon customer returns.
Right.
ShopSlenderMommy.com, baby. Check it out. If you guys are unsure about what's going on with my YouTube Amazon customer returns channel that I was going to do, not doing it yet. Maybe might because of Chris Farah. Feel inspired. Mm. Actually, you have been one of my inspirations because I know you do the tubes right now. I started out doing the tubes when I was in 2006, really back in the day. I have like, you know, 30 videos up from when I was 22. But then, like, I was like, oh, that's unchic to be on YouTube at a certain point. Or, like, I got busy or I was doing other things. And then now it's like the place that when I first moved to LA and everyone was like, you've got the right idea. Stick with the online thing. It's going to blow up. Well, that didn't pay for 6 years. Now it's happening. Now, like, 2012, 2013, officially when I couldn't afford to do it for free anymore, that shit picked up. And what I love is, like, a lot of the people on YouTube, especially the people that are, like people even younger than us, like, in their late 20s, are like, I'm embarrassed to be on YouTube. Like, I know you guys are all, like, young people. And it's like, dog, I'm 35. I love YouTube. That's where I go for all my conspiracies. That's where I go to watch my Amazon customer returns. That's where I go to watch my vlogs. That's where I go to watch my Christian families. Shout out to all the Christian community on YouTube. Shout out to all my Jews for Jesus on YouTube. What's up, Five for Together? Yeah, I send $50 to a Jews for Jesus family to get ice cream cones. Not ashamed of it. Proud of it. No, I'm very proud of it. And if you guys...
I don't give an F. Here, I'm going to be honest. Like, I love making money on YouTube. I don't give an F. They're buying original content.
Are you
content.
Making money?
Yeah.
Hi. AdSense?
Yeah.
So AdSense, how does it work?
Super Chat. I can tell you about it later.
Super Chat.
Here's the thing about it.
I know about Soups Chat.
Yeah. I'm like, that's where we are people that I've like, you know, I get meetings all the time and I pitch things all the time. And sometimes I'm just like, I just want to throw up a video and make money and not have anyone hire me. For like, I don't have to like wait for someone to like say, yeah, I'm just going to make a quick five, whatever I want to make, you know?
My deal is, like, I agree with that. And, like, I feel that way about podcasting similarly, but yeah. Differently. That, like, I think of them both in the same way. That it's, like...
It is.
It's a fool to think that, like, you can start out making money that way. But if you're good at it and if you try...
And
if you diversify yourself and consistent... Exactly. Like, especially with TV recaps, which, by the way, I'm so impressed you do, because I don't recommend anyone do that. It's such a typically oversaturated market, but it really requires consistency.
It does. And
you're
also
doing that.
Well, also, let me just tell you this. Like, I had done recaps for The Bachelor and all the Housewives, and none of those got the views that 90 Day Fiancé and Love After Lockup
because the Bravo world has that out there. You're exactly right. It's the 90 Day Fiancé, Love After Lockup. People are so into that right now. Have you watched 60 Days In?
No, but people want me to.
Okay, it's so good. I will absolutely do 60 Days In with you. Okay. I will, like, froth to do 60 Days In with you.
I'm very into it.
It's my favorite show. It's like all these people decide to just go into lockup for 60 days because, like, they've decided they understand how prison works. It's incredible. Okay. Chris Farah, we're going to wrap this up, but do you have any more shows after your birthday, after the 16th? March 16th?
I'm going to be, I will be, just follow me at in Twitter and Instagram because I'm putting together a charity comedy show to benefit UNICEF Next Gen, and it's going to be off the hook, honey.
UNICEF.
Yeah.
Never a bad charity.
I mean, right?
Always good. Always a good charity.
I don't have
a
date yet, though, of that, so make sure you follow me and all of that will be revealed.
Thank you, guys, and make sure that you check out, all the links will be in the description of this.
God,
Chris Farah,
you.
You'll obviously be pimped out in my life.
I love you. God
I
bless
love you. You're amazing. God bless. Mommy, God bless.
God bless,
I
mommy.
I love you. And thank you so much for being here. Sammy, we will relieve you now. All right. Bye, you guys. Have a nice night. Naked in the colors lit by pink blue skies. It's been a while. My heart felt rose and gold. Thank you so much for listening to Season 4 of Mother May I Sleep With Podcast.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolph as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the heresies of Radolph Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.